men make 1,000 sperm every second. And to have an effective contraceptive, you need to get that level of sperm production down to 1% of its normal value. The good news is, this is possible. Almost. The most studied approach has been to use hormones to suppress sperm production. Testosterone and progesterone, when administered together, will suppress the signals from the brain to the testes to make sperm. And in about 90% of men, sperm production after 3 to 4 months will stop. Unfortunately, 10% of men don't respond to these hormonal regimens for reasons that aren't understood. For the last several years, my colleagues and I have been taking a different approach to male contraceptive development, one that doesn't involve the administration of hormones. Specifically, we are looking to block the function of vitamin A in the testes. Why? Well, for over 90 years, it's been known that you need vitamin A to make sperm. Animals who are deprived of vitamin A in their diet stop making sperm and restart making sperm again when the vitamin A is reintroduced. The vitamin A that we ingest is converted by a family of enzymes to something called retinoic acid. One of these enzymes is found only in the testes. It's this enzyme that we are attempting to block. Blockade of this enzyme should deprive the testes of retinoic acid and stop sperm production without affecting vitamin A's functions elsewhere in the body. We're testing this approach in animals and hope to move to human testing soon.